Learning the laws of Shabbos, we're starting a new siman entitled Din Tfilas Mincha B'Shabbos, which is Siman Reish Tzadi Beis. The Mechaber begins and says that B'Mincha, when it comes to Shabbos afternoon, Omrim Ashrei Uvol Tzion Danis Tfilasi Moitzin Sefer Torah V'Karin Shosha Noshim. So we call three people after we say Ashrei Uvol Tzion Danis Tfilasi. And we have to read at least a sar psukim miparsha ba, 10 psukim from the upcoming parsha. Befil chol yom tov, v'yos b'sham is karen b'parsha haba, v'lo b'shal yom tov. So when it comes to, even if it's yom tov, on Shabbos, we don't read anything about yom tov, we'll only read the parsha of the upcoming week. It's brought down in the Sefer Tami HaMenhagim a couple of things. First of all, it discusses how come when it comes to every other day of the week, we say Uvol Tzion by Shacharis. So why, when it comes to Shabbos, do we make a distinction and we wait until Mincha time? So the Talmid Menhagim says as follows, quoting the words of the Kolbo. It says, "Minei Toyach Tzibur." It's because the Chazal, when they instituted the various tefillos, were sensitive as to the length of the Shabbos morning davening. He says that most specifically, women who attend shul, who are nursing, or are pregnant, as well as the elderly, that it may be difficult for them not to eat for such a long period of time, and therefore, so says the Kolbo, we tried to eliminate certain parts of the tefillah, or at least we push it off until Mincha time, and this way people will be able to get out of shul at a reasonable hour. So explains the reasoning of the Kolbo as to why we say Uvol Tzion by Mincha as opposed to by Shacharis. The question is, what is the significance of Ani Tefilasi? So the Sefer Tam Menhagim continues. And it says, Tam She'omrim B'Shabbos B'Mincha V'Ani Tefilasi, which discusses this Eis Ratzon, a very special opportune time for us to daven to Hashem and for our tefillos to be accepted. Lafish Yisrael Omri Lefnei Kodesh Baruch Hu, because what we're doing is we're acknowledging there's something unique and special about the Jewish people. That Alpopi, even though Shesninu Anu Mispalim, even though we just finished a lengthy meal, a Shabbos day meal, which also included various drinks, we still have the opportunity, we take that opportunity to be able to daven thereafter. Lokishar umos, this is the words of the tour. Other nations, they have a big festive meal, and then forget about it. They're not going to leave their home. They're not able to make it out to another place. However, for ourselves, despite the fact that we had a suda, and therefore it obviously shows the whole purpose of the suda is also in order to connect ourselves to Hashem, for that reason, we say V'anis Tefilasi to show how we distinguish ourselves as when we come to eat, immediately afterwards we'll daven. He brings down, interestingly enough, that B'Yom HaKippurim in Omer Moso. When it comes to Mincha time, if you think about it, on Yom Kippur, we do not say the sentence of V'anis Tefilasi. And he says the reason is, L'fishim Asanit, because we're fasting. Because we're fasting, it doesn't really show anything special. Because, after all, maybe that's the reason why we're able to stay in shul and daven, is because we can't eat. But the fact that we eat and thereafter come to shul, that is something which is special and unique when it comes to ourselves. And the Mishnah Berurah discusses, and it doesn't really say much more than this, just share with you this sentence, and then a little bit more explained in the Sefer Tam Menhagim. The reason why we lane by Shabbos by Mincha, we know when it comes to Mondays and Thursdays, the Gemara tells us that we, just like a person would not go 3 days without being able to, without drinking water, so too when it comes to Torah. As the Pasuk says, so called Samuchul Mayim, everyone who's thirsty should go and drink water. Torah is compared to water, and therefore you need 3 days at least to be able to learn Torah, not more than that. More shouldn't have that many days that go by. So that's why you have Monday and then Thursday. So what's the why Shabbos by Mincha? So he says, and all the Mishnah Berurah says, is the reason is who mitakanas Ezra kidisa b'gemara. Quotes the Gemara in Megillah. It's brought down also in, I believe, the seventh paragraph of Bava Kamma. Discusses the various tekanos that were instituted by Ezra. The Sefer Talmud Hagim explains a little bit more. I'll just share with you this sentence that he says. He says, the reason why we lay in on Shabbos by Mincha is because of Yoshvi Kronos. So he says that we're concerned of people that are sitting around and doing nothing, so to speak. That means that, and he continues and explains, that koimos achol oskim b'schora. We're so busy engaged in our various business activities, the hustle-bustle world that we're in. Vein karen b'sheni v'chamishi. So we still read on Monday and Thursday, but we're very busy. So however, on Shabbos, in which we have more of an opportunity to be able to learn Torah, therefore was instituted by Ezra in order for us to not just have the entire Shabbos after we leave Shul to go by without any more Torah, and therefore was instituted to have the laning during that time.